Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Here we go, here we go. We don't got nobody rolling up in here in a minute. We gotta shut the show down because I got a lot of work to get to. We're going to see what goes down here for a second. Let's play a song.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Shout out to Monster Cody, I was born in 83. After delivery, my mama gave me bag of weed. She pointed to the street, said, OG, proceed. Everything will be for thee. You are the holy seed. Then I was baptized, given a 45. A bad bitch with thighs and immunity from crime. Nobody drop a dime. The judge dropped the case. Cause I'm a matrix nigga. Them bullets stay in place. You better face it, nigga. It's best to stay in place. This divine grace, divine time and space. Watch a fine bitch chase and break lights and bass. Got him swimming to the yacht while I'm chilling on the lake. If Adam got a small dick, why not be the snake? I gotta eat the tree of knowledge, got expensive taste. You tell me what I can't have, I'll show you what I take. This the God 720, nigga, can't be replaced. Yeah.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
A hooligan with moody friends I truly defend. Do or die up in this game, and that's my truth to the end. Ain't no snitch in my skin, ain't no hoe in my bones. This is 2000 big body niggas sitting on chrome. Somebody show me a throne, it's not built off skulls. I will show you a fool that speak but don't know. Give a bitch nigga time, his weakness will surely show. Woman sits on my dick, her girlfriend say that she glow. Why I gotta be a monster, let a bitch nigga know. You amateurs can only take notes watching a pro. So if you need some advice, better plead to your Christ. Cause when you squeeze on dice, there's no more cheese for the mice. Better stay in the light, only vampires at night. Keep the prize in sight, you won't have peace when you gripe. Cause we mob with werewolves that show their teeth when they bite. And when we post up on your corner, we not looking for likes. Yeah.
Born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
I'm a god amongst clouds, what's a king with a crown? You meet these skinny jean clowns, so bring that G back down. With overstanding, let's examine while I bang on you hoes. Reprimand with heavy hand, cause that's the lane that they chose. I'm a 1990 nigga with a gun and a rose. That was safe in the grave, I got the payback slaves. Got an army full of skeletons that wanna get paid. So it don't matter to me if careers gotta get slayed. Yeah, the modern day rapper is just a monkey in a cage. So when they scream king, I yawn, then turn the page of my paper. They didn't have the license to ride with certified players. They didn't know the difference between the minors and majors. They got disrespectful, now they screaming for a savior. Cleaning and feeding my gators. These Jolly Rancher niggas will get it now and then later. I light my blunt with the sun while I'm chilling upon the lunar's craters.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell in heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar infecting every movement and function. Gentlemen sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my guns start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of you roaches I be crushing. This is royal busting, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas take the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the keys to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, I clock and doze in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission, and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast, or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak, he knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak is born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker's warm. I'm all the gods combined to one in physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.
Yeah, I know the show was kind of last minute, so my marketing was a little last minute, so I just put it up there. We gonna have to Kicked Out of Heaven, man, is gonna be here exactly 6 days from now. That's what it looks like. Everything's rolling smoothly. The full title of it is Kicked Out of Heaven, The Untold History of the White Races, circa 700 to 1700. And I will also be doing a new lecture for this book. And this is the volume one of a three-volume series. As I said, the second volume should be out June, July. If everything is going right and smoothly, Real Nigga Etiquette should be out in March. April. With the Onyx Tablet album, with the Real Nigga Etiquette book, and the song that you just heard. Actually, both songs that I just played, the Born Again and the Just a Real Nigga, will be on the Onyx Tablet album, inclusive with the last two songs, or the last three songs that I just uploaded up on my YouTube. Now, I guess I might as well go over the documentary. I mean, the slideshow presentation, really what it is, that I'll be giving with the first volume of this Kicked Out of Heaven, which will not be this slideshow presentation that I'll be doing is not going to be nowhere near similar to the torture one. The torture slideshow that I did, or lecture that I did, is also coming with this book, with this first volume. So, if you purchase this book from me, when I have it in physical paperback form, you'll be getting two lectures to come that comes with it. Because there will be information presented in the torture lecture and this other lecture I'm going to do, Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1 is basically what I'm going to title it, are going to have images in it and that are not inside the first volume, then you won't be able to get some of the images that I'll be using in the lectures for the books until the third volume. Because the third volume is nothing but photography. The entire book will be, it'll be 500 pages strong as well. Right now, the first volume is around 515 pages, and it's 150 pictures plus. And all the bibliographies are there. It's over about 700 different sites and references in the book. It's broken down into four different sections. And the first part is talking about the weather and the environment. And then the second part is talking about the court and the crime system, which that's where all the torture will be located at, and that's about 100 pages. And then the third part is the peasants, the nobles, the knights, and the kings. And in that section, I'll also be talking about food and clothing. I'll also be talking about the male attitudes towards sex and a lot of those things. And then in the fourth part will be the women and the children. And now I'm going to explain this. Now, in the first part of the book, you have, when I'm talking about the environment, in order to explain the environment, I'm basically putting your mind in the market or in the scenery. So prostitution is there, and the brothels and the bathhouses is all in the first part. But then when we go further in to the fourth part of the book, where we talk about women and children, there's a more detailed look into the whole prostitution system and how society controlled it and how society looked at it. And then also in that section, we talk about rape, we talk about youth, we talk about how the children are brought up and their form of schooling, universities, how so-called the fraternities started. Like the fraternities that we you know, see today in our universities were actually started as brotherhoods in old Europe. And you had to travel far to go to college. And when students or the youth went to their universities or whatever, which they also had to pay tuitions, they were underneath control. They were underneath the king's rule. So basically they could do anything in the city. So this is where a lot of the hazing situations that we see today come from. Because a lot of the, basically the ritualistic practices that inculcated a person into a fraternity during this time, which the fraternities were also aligned with the beggars and the vagabonds of the city because they were all broke and they had to do criminal activity in order to survive, basically. That's what all the males were forced into. Females weren't going to universities. So their initiation into their little brotherhood would basically be gang rape. And, you know, they'd gang rape women everywhere, basically. Annually, it was the statistics state that about 20 women a year were gang raped publicly in the street. So, you know, that was a practice that went down, and I got it detailed. I got all the gang rape detailed. I got the rape detailed. I got pictures of 1800 syphilis and how it affected the body. All of this is in volume one. I also have the pig face lady. There's a couple of stories in old Europe where there was a little baby that was born with the face of a pig and the head of a pig, basically, and lived like a pig, you know. And I got all that documentation in there. I also talk about the origins of cuckoldry and how cuckoldry started and where it comes from. And when you really look at what cuckoldry is, you have to understand that Adam and Eve is a cuckold story, you know, when you really want to get down to it. But I also talk about the basilisk egg. The basilisk egg is an egg that while I'm saying this, basilisk, you probably heard that word in the Lord of the Rings or the Harry Potter or whatever the fuck that shit is. Somebody told me that the basilisk is used in those movies. The basilisk egg is an egg that a male hen, I mean the rooster has basically a male chicken. You know, has an egg. And there was a court case behind this shit because they thought the chicken to be the devil. And whatever hatched from the egg was to be a great demon. And they took the chicken to court because the chicken wasn't supposed to be delivering eggs because it's not a female. So, and they ruled against the chicken, and then they hung the chicken because the chicken was in allegiance with the devil for having an egg when it wasn't supposed to. Okay? If anybody wants to say anything or ask any questions while I'm speaking at any time during this show, you can go ahead and just press the button and I'll let you in. But that's also documented inside the book. Let me see here. What else we got here, man? Oh, we got 1,000 years of weather. I don't even know why I jumped over that. That is the first section. And you're going to need that weather information to drag you through the entire study. There is for you to have a full comprehension on why the people were acting the way they were, you're going to have to definitely understand the weather. And nobody really speaks about that, and there may be a multitude of reasons on why. Because from what I'm seeing and from what I'm researching here, you know, it will change how you think about the planet that you're on. Because to our modern intelligence, this type of stuff that I got in this book is not supposed to be happening. Just when we talk about the weather alone, for instance, I was reading some stuff today while I was going over it. They said there's a case in here. They said the ice got 30 feet thick. And then immediately after the ice froze over 30 feet thick in the ocean or whatever, in the river or lake that was right there, snow fell on top of it. 30 feet of snow fell right on top of the ice. And they said the snow was so heavy that it cracked the ice. So when the snow broke the ice in, and then there's big-ass icebergs floating and clashing in the water everywhere. And they said there were so many of these icebergs floating and clashing everywhere that they tore up all the homes on the coastal line and tore up everything on the coastal line of the city because the ice kept on rubbing up and bumping up against each other and shit. And I mean, I got more than one case of this. I mean, I'm talking about floods that happened overnight and went over the castle walls. And immediately, you know, flooded out 5,000 homes in the city, you know. Okay, we got somebody wants to ask something or say something here. Let me bring them in real quick. 484, you're in.
Yeah, I was just listening, like, to what you were saying. I mean, you can keep going, but I was just saying, like, when you say, like, when you talk about, like, rape, stuff like that, is that, like one area when you say old Europe, like, for instance, like Germany or Sweden, like, is this one area or just like majority of the whole Europe?
Okay, let me explain that, and I'm glad you asked that. In the beginning of the, I'm gonna cut your mic off. If you want to say something else or ask another question, just press the button again. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad he asked that, because that is something that I explained right in the beginning of the book, before you even get into the weather section. You must understand. When I write books, you have to read every word from cover to cover, or you're going to mess up and you're going to slip, and the software ain't going to download right. Okay, period. The books that I write are software. Let me make that clear. So back to what he was stating. The 700 to 1700, it is the entirety of Europe. When you study one location during this time period, you have studied the entirety of Europe. Now, what do I mean? Why do I say that? Okay. Now, when you first open my book, the first thing that you're going to see is four maps. You're going to see four maps from four different time periods. And you're going to see that the locations of the kingdoms have changed. And they change repetitively. Now, with this change and with this constant movement that they had going on in Europe, over time, it amalgamated into a scenario where a European is a European. It doesn't matter if it's Scottish, German, it doesn't matter where it's at, Italian, it doesn't matter. They all do the same thing, but they do it in different formats. Okay? It's like saying you got grape jelly, strawberry jelly, apricot jelly, apple jelly, you see what I'm saying? But it's all jellies. It's just different flavors of the same shit. Okay? And that's how this whole thing is designed. So when I talk about the gang rape scenario, which the individual that I'm studying from, and you got to understand this as well. This book is a composite of excerpts. It's a compilation. So basically, what you're going to be reading in this book is you're reading the canons on the subject from other scholars from other time periods. So when we talk about the gang rape, the statistics that I have in my book are specifically talking about Dijon, France, okay? Now, what he does mention is that this activity was the same any and everywhere across Europe, because it was, okay? But due to the time period that we're looking at, it's very sensitive on how we collect data, okay? Because we have to collect data from medical information, or we have to collect it from the court's documents, you know, and what they decided to document at that time. And then each king had their chroniclers. And then you got to check those papers of the chroniclers, okay? And that's how we get the data. So besides that data, you got other cultural data, like the plays that were going on at that time. You know, you might have little sayings that are said, little colloquisms that are being said or stated, you know, the books that they carried for the social intelligence, you know, I mean, you know, on how to keep charm and, you know, there wasn't too many books on telling women on how to deliver babies and whatnot, but there was a lot of information telling them on how to make candles and shit like that. I'm just showing you the ways these scholars had to collect information in order to figure out what was going on during these said time periods. Now, as he was stating, as he asked me, was this to a specific location? I'm stating all this to state that when you're looking at anywhere underneath the time period of 1700, which 1700 to 1800 is like what you want to call the metaphysical shift zone into the new world, where we are at right now. We are in the new world, okay? Everything behind 1700 is of the old world. Now, everything behind 1700, looking at European history, it is all Europe. There is no such thing as a Russia. There is no such thing as an Iceland. There is no such thing as a UK, a Britain, a Italy, a France. There's no such thing as a Holland, a Poland, a Syria. There's none of that during this time. And I'm saying that for your mind to understand what's really going on. Now, when you look at the details of the information and when you look at what's being stated in my book, yes, I do mention this event happened in Poland. This event happened in Russia. This event happened in Switzerland. This event happened in Germany. This event happened here. And then by the time you see that, oh, this is the way over here, this is the way over here, you'll see that it's all fucking one fucking shit. You see what I'm saying? By the time you go through it, you'll see that it's all one thing, okay? Because the famines and the plagues, every single country got it, okay? Every single country got it, bro. There wasn't one that missed it. When it comes to the torture and hanging up the criminals and selling body parts in the market, every single country did it. Every single one, bro. Okay? But for instance, if we want to look at what happens during the 1300s, okay, we got some information that comes out of in my book, the information I got about 1300s. The direct first person, because I got a first person account and then I got a second person account. And when I say second person account, that is a professor going out there doing the research. A first person account is directly from the individual, and the information may have only been translated, and that's it out of the language that it was originally written in. So when it comes to 1300 Italy, the information I got comes out of the book called, you know, Origin of Prato. And the Origin of Prato, he was a merchant from Florentine Italy that basically built the whole city, and all the merchants of the city was underneath his order, and he made sure that all merchants documented all the business transactions that they went through and how they went about them, and also other practices that were correlated with the merchant activity. Okay, so what happened was is when he died, all his documents got stored up in the got stored into his house, and then they found his house in like 1850 or something, and his house was still in original condition from the 1300s. And they found the cellar, and all these documents were in there. So they just translated the documents. Okay, and there you go. You got a first-person account of 1300 Italy. You know, now you can compare a lot of that information with information you may find out of Papal Rome, because Rome is located in Italy. So, you know, and then when you compare that, the events were the same, and they're mentioned in the same format, then the situation must have occurred. Okay? For instance, oh, here's another one. I got another one. The whole section, I got a section in the book talking about all the incest and the mentality that was held towards incest in the Dark Ages. I got a book called Marriage and the Family in the Middle Ages by Francis and Joseph Guise. They're husband and wife, and, you know, they got a lot of books on medieval stuff. So they mentioned on the incest that I should read an excerpt up out of it right now. They mentioned that Nuremberg, Germany, was crazy with the incest. They said them niggas out there was, you know, and that's another thing you got to understand. You know, everybody points the finger at everybody when it comes to the European mentality. You know, and you'll see that on how they named torture devices, how they named the diseases. They would name diseases to blame another culture, like, oh, this is the Spanish bug, or they'll call this shit the Italian this, or, you know, they'll say, oh, this is done in the English way, or this is done in the German way, and this and that, this and that. So in the book, The Marriage and the Family in the Middle Ages, they talk about incest going down heavy up in Germany, in Nuremberg, Germany. Well, just so happened I have inside the book the diary of the executioner from Nuremberg, Germany. And when you look through his information, which he has a long list of crime, and there are many crimes that he wrote down that is inside the Kicked Out of Heaven, and he goes over a whole list of a whole bunch of women and men that were executed specifically for incest. So that's how you can verify it, you know. One, the court documents are saying it, you know, or things that the midwives may have written down. There wasn't too many midwives that could write. You maybe had like one or two, you know, but then the women that were noble women and bourgeois women, they were educated. Well, some of them, I can't say all of them, you know, some of them would be educated to the point where they could write, you know. But, yeah, that was the key, man. Everybody couldn't write, everybody couldn't read, and usually when you couldn't, you were held to be insane. You were held to be weird, you know. Usually these people would completely confine themselves to nothing but their studies and exclude everybody else out of the picture, you know, for a multitude of reasons, you know. But, yeah, we're going to let another person in. I think you got another question. Yeah, another question?
I was going to say something. I didn't know I was muted. I just pressed the button, then I pressed it again. But I was just thinking, like, when you say it was, like, the whole year, I guess it was, like, if you look at America and you say, okay, well, when they have a football game here, you most likely going to see tailgating on this part of the country. Then you go to the whole other part of the country, and they doing the same shit that they doing at, say, for instance, San Francisco, doing the same shit basically that they doing in Philadelphia. But it's a big-ass country. But I guess Europe was already constructing itself like that during them time periods from the 1700s, from the 700 to the 1700s. Whereas though the rest of the world was still tribal, like, on some, we wasn't like, didn't have any
somebody seeing some things. So go ahead. Go ahead, though.
No, this is what I'm picking up on, like, basically how you explaining how old Europe was forming together their one mindset. And, you know, but as the outside world, how we look at it today is like, it seemed like it was all, you know, everybody had their own little shit going on, you know what I'm saying? This kingdom going against that kingdom. We didn't really look at it as a thing no matter what. They still was one mindset, even though they had different kingdoms. And, you know, they might take over them at this point in time, or they might go to war with them at the same time they warned with the Arabs. But when they war with the Arabs, they still got one mind against them. Like, I kind of see how you just put it together like that. It kind of, like, made a bigger picture of how things was universally accepted in old Europe. If it seemed like it's kind of how it is today with propaganda. Like, if you look at TV, and they can easily make us accept something that to be cool. Not all everyone, you know, but I guess the majority of the population, you know, okay, football coming on, Super Bowl coming on, you better get your hot wings, you better get your beers, have your little party, you're ready to get rah-rahed up, you know. So it's like they already had that implemented in way back then, and now it's probably more, you know, they always modify stuff, the European mind, you always, you know, tweak it and learn from different cultures. That's why they, you know, that's why they so fond of their books tell
it
stories.
It goes, bro. Bro, they had DAs and public defenders and all of that type, lawyers, and
right. They
had that whole structure back in the 1200s, bro.
Right.
You know, all of this stuff where Negroes be thinking, oh, some slaves went to Nova Scotia and created ice hockey. Like, stop it, bro. Stop it. Stop it, my nigga.
Right.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I mean, I could go in further. I mean, red, black, green, and yellow are colors that excite Europeans, bro, all the way to the point of immediate killing or immediate passion and sex.
Dang.
Now, what are the colors that we use up in this system right now, up in this so-called conscious community thing?
Red, black, and green?
Yeah, red, black, green, and yellow. Yeah, bro, I got this stuff documented, bro, by more than one scholar, and scholars that come from the 1800s and shit, bro. And I'm talking about all the books that I used are canons of their subjects.
Right.
These are the leading guides of the subject, period. Some of these books I got up in here, man, you won't even be able to find them online under $150, bro.
Mm.
Okay, so you know it's bro. It goes so far. I mean, it goes so far. And to be honest, the volume one is really Six Flags, man. It's really a walk in the park compared to what's gonna hit y'all with volume two. I'm gonna tell you right now, as much death that is up in the first section, the first 15 pages, your gut might rewire a little bit, but your gut ain't finna fully be rewired until you didn't swallow the second volume, bro. I'm gonna tell you from personal experience. This book, this information will rewire you. It will change your system. Right. Seriously.
Is it like a certain class that's actually like it got to be an agenda to everything, like even today, like from all that shit that they laid down to all the shit that's going on today, like with the, I mean, I'm just saying, like with the it just seems like right now there's a lot of division being pushed with the Trump campaign, with the Black Lives Movement, with the, it just seems like it's more a division is being implemented into society. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like look at the
Super Bowl. Say that all again. Like, hey, let me let y'all know right now, man. I live in Vegas, and this whole city is surrounded by mountains, and I'm using my landline. So sometimes the phone just out of nowhere just drops, and I ain't got no control over it. So I have to call right back in. But go ahead and say what you was about to say, what you were asking me.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like right now a lot of division is getting implemented into society for some reason, like I don't know if you stay up with current events. It's like with the Super Bowl, they got the boy Cam Newton, you know, he's supposed to be a black quarterback going up against, you know, Peyton Manning, he played for the Denver Broncos. That can be symbolic to the sheriff. And, you know, I mean, it's just like, I know metaphysics is in everything, and it's just like kind of, with the Donald Trump campaign and just with the Black Lives Movement, it seemed like more of it can tie in with the book Kicked Out of Heaven, just how their mindset worked to you know, influence the society to accept what they want. Like, it got to be some type of reason for everything, like, as far as, you know, just everything that's going on now, like with the situations of, you know, with the Donald Trump thing and the Mexicans and the immigrants, and it's like, you know, it seemed like it's inciting a lot of ancient, you know, not just like it's like they want to bring back the old European mindset that was that had like that conqueror, don't give a fuck, kick you out, you ain't part of us, you ain't with us, you can go. Like, it's like a lot of that, they trying to bring that mindset back, but it's like, it's other things that's in the way that kind of, like, you know, entertainment wise, that kind of suppresses that, you know, like, I don't know.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
You hear me? I'm sorry. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, man, it's fucking phone, bro, but go ahead now.
Yeah, like, all I was saying was just, yeah, hello, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but I was just saying, like, it's like with the book, you're saying, like, you know, like, that back, like, that's that European mindset that was back then. It's like they're trying to incite that now with the, like,
okay,
you said,
let me show you. I know what you're leaning towards. What they're trying to do, bro, is they're pushing racial classification into religious classification again.
Right.
And that's how Dark Ages was designed. That's where all this Moorish and all this Hebrew Israelite bullshit is coming from, bro. Is they're trying to shove religious classification back into racial classification as it was in the Dark Ages in old Europe.
Right.
You see? Right. I mean, it got so detailed on this level that they had Muslim prostitutes, Christian prostitutes, Jewish prostitutes, and a Christian man couldn't have sex with a Jewish prostitute. If he did, he would be beheaded. She would be quartered in the market or something like that. You know, Christians could have Muslim slaves, Muslims could have Jewish slaves, but Muslims couldn't own Christian slaves, and Jewish couldn't own Christian slaves.
Mm.
Yeah, it got so detailed to this point that Muslim markets, the Muslim section, the Muslims had to have their own market, and the Christians sometimes would complain to the king about the Muslims undercutting the Jews with the type of meat that they were selling, because the type of meat that they were selling were going underneath certain type of blessings and shit, and only certain people could be allowed to buy it due to their religious affiliation.
Right.
So
right.
And this stuff is real serious, bro. And if you messed up, bro, you'll get your shit cut off. You get your head cut off, you get quartered up or something. You know, it's just like bread. They wouldn't allow everybody to make bread. You had to have a specific licensing to make bread, you know. They had a ton of different forms of breads too. So, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so if anything right now, they're trying to push it into a box where religious identification is synonymous with your racial. So
right.
All blacks are Muslims, automatic. All Syrians, Indian, and Iranian turban-wearing people are Islamic, automatic. Okay. Jews, you got the little hat on, you got the curly hair, you're a white man, automatic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then
what
that
about
way,
the Latinos? It seems like they targeting them, like, they kind of, I think,
yeah,
is it like a number game?
Nah, the Latinos fall underneath Catholicism, bro. And y'all will never hear anything about Catholicism because that's the big daddy. And they got enough souls. They got more souls than what Muslim has. They got more souls than what Christianity has. Nobody ever, 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 ever stepped to Big Daddy Catholic, dog. I'll tell you that right now.
That's
nobody
like
would. Yeah, the Pope runs Catholic, and they don't even have a book. It's the only religion don't have a book. They survive off the stories of the saints. You know. But, yeah, let me let this other person in here. They got a question real quick. All right. Let me see here. 404, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on, bro?
What's going on with you?
Not much sitting listening to y'all, man. Yeah, I'm hearing some interesting things. The one thing I guess I wanted to hit on was somebody, I guess the last caller, he was talking about just the rise of Trump and Black Lives Matter and things like that. I think we're looking at that the wrong way if we think that's a top-down thing. I think that's more of those divisions were already there, and this is just people playing on those divisions in that, you know, it's there, it's useful. But as far as the elite who control things, they just look at this as a little disturbance. And, you know, 4 years from now, this will be out of people's system and they'll be back to voting for and getting behind traditional candidates. So right now you got Bernie Sanders on the left, Trump on the right, and you got people basically saying they don't trust their parties like they used to, so they're looking for something different. And these people are just, you know, stoking the emotions of these people, promising them things that they can't actually do. And if they did actually get close to doing, they would be dead. Like, you know how this game goes. But it's an interesting thing to see, man, because you're basically seeing a whole nation say this game is rigged, something is wrong, and they immediately go to whatever they've been taught. So if you're on the right, you start blaming, you know, Latinos, blacks, the others. If you're on the left, you look at it as, well, if we just do this, if we just do that, everything will be fixed because they think they always got the answer. So it's some amazing stuff to look at, you know what I mean, with perspective. By 2020, I want to see how much it's changed and see if they go back to their old ways of just voting R&D and sitting down and shutting up and doing what the elites tell them. So
that's the whole thing, though. We don't know their old ways until you go into the 1300s. All of this voting stuff that they got going on, man, that's a TV show. Everything that's on TV, it's a green room, bro. All of that shit is a joke. They're all related to each other, and they're related to each other through very old bloodlines, man. That stuff is a facade. If you're even getting yourself, if you're getting your brain even caught up into it to even think that it's a form of reality, you're too deep gone into the game. You got to read more history and understand human existence a little bit better, especially when it comes to
political. Well, listen to me for a second before you tell me that you know what I know. Like, we don't know each other, bro. I'm not going to question you. We're just having a conversation. I'm saying.
No, I'm not jumping at anybody. I'm just saying.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, dang, bro, we just talked for a minute. But
No, I'm not talking about you. No, bro, when I'm talking to the audience. I'm not talking to anybody on the phone. I'm talking to the audience. Anything dealing with any form of voting, don't waste your time.
But let me hit this point, though, because it's political theater. Me and you both know that. But normally people believe in that stuff, and this is the first time since, I guess you could probably say since the 60s, that people are looking at it for what it is and saying this is a rigged game. They don't believe in it. Normally, the majority of the population believes in this stuff to the fullest and thinks whoever they voted for every 4 years is going to go in there and solve their problem. So I'm saying,
okay, why do they believe
it's kind of a cracking system.
That's the thing. Why did they believe in it when it's always been a broken system? The only reason people believe in it is because they don't want to respond to the trauma. You see, there's trauma in people's blood for them to respond to the reality of the scenario. So to blind yourself, which is the effect, which is the immediate result of trauma, especially during the course of while trauma is going down, you take your brain, you take your mind, and you put it in a different location. You are literally blinding yourself to the reality, so you don't have to do the work. It's just how Negroes. It's the same way Negroes use religion. We use religion to divide to evade the responsibility of family work. So when you got other races that's sitting up here acting like they're doing some Donald Trump or they're going to do some Hillary Clinton, they're responding to the trauma that's loaded in their blood from 100, 200 years ago, experiences that they have never physically encountered, but they are still responding to it because it's in their blood. Okay?
Well,
they're responding
this. Even much deeper than that, as far as what you're talking about with programming, from the time they're a child, they feed 20,000 heads a day. By the time they're a teenager, they've watched millions of hours of television, read books based on the perception that people want them to have in the world. So, I mean, this is old school, just like when the Jesuit said, you give me the child at seven, I'll have him for life. It's the same type of thing. So that kind of programming, which every society uses, don't get it twisted and think this is the only one. Some are just more open about it. Others are better at hiding it because they have the money to do so. If you're a poor, despotic nation and you've got a dictator, you just got to rule openly with the iron fist. Here, you can have all the things necessary for revolution and for people to fight back, but because of their standard of living and because how you train them, you teach them to not only be docile, but think that the game you're playing on them is the real deal. So, yeah, man, all day, all of this stuff.
When we speak about revolution or Black Lives Matter, like I said, everybody, in order to understand the political structure of America, and basically you have to understand propaganda. When you understand propaganda, you're going to have to go look at J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover was the one who created the FBI, and then political parties and all of that stuff started maximizing their public appearance more so in a new modern format, okay, is what I mean to say, in a modern format. We've always had Republicans and Democrats running around the country doing their standing up on the poses. But even when you go to that, you have to understand how they have these orders built up. When you look at the Order of Skull and Bones, that's order number 322. That means there's 300 orders before them. There's 321 other orders before Skull and Bones. Can anybody name some? Can anybody name any other orders?
Nah,
besides the Order of Malta, Don't give me the popular ones. Give me some names. See, that's what I'm saying. We don't know. Bro, we don't even know the language we're using. Why? Because the English language has words, and words are built up off of cultural experiences. We don't know European cultural experiences, as they were using English before they got here. So the words that they use, we don't know what they're talking about. That's why you see this thing where the, oh, we're listening to the Trump, oh, we're listening to, you don't know what the fuck you're even hearing. Because the wordplay that they use has so many different definitions correlated to their cultural experiences, and guess who knows their cultural experiences? Europeans. Nobody else does. Nobody else does. I can't, there's not a scholar out here I can ask what was going on in the 1200s in Europe. Nobody knows. You go ask the History Channel. They won't tell you. But what was going on in the Byzantine Empire? Who are the Franks? What was going on in the Frank Empire? What was going on in the Mergovian? That was a weird one. There's a weird one that's right after the Franks called the Mergovian or something like that. It starts with the Mergovian or some long-ass name.
That's the correct pronunciation.
Yeah. Okay, what happened in these empires? They're not going to tell you what happened in these empires. Okay? That's the situation. We don't know where they come from. We do not know their experiences. We do not know their mentality. We do not know why they act the way they act. And for us to sit here and think that we're going to be able to understand the results or the effects when it comes to political situations or whatever they introduce on TV, we're fools to think that we can comprehend it.
But it's not a thing of comprehending. It's a thing of, do you get your own culture together? Do you understand your own history? And can you actually build something to understand what happens when you do fight? You look at other revolutionary people who pulled it off, and you look at what they did. Usually you're talking about, was the climate right for it, meaning the time? Did they have the right things in order, meaning the people behind them? Because there's no small reform group that's going to change anything as far as within an empire. Like Black Lives Matter, they're a reform group. They're going to power asking for changes. That's not revolutionary. That's reformist, and at best, you may get some kind of, you know, little legislation that doesn't actually change the balance of power. When you're talking about revolutionaries, you're talking about people who've actually done it and pulled it off. So you have to go back to Haiti. You got to start talking about some of Latin America. You got to go to Africa with Kwame Nkrumah.
Nah. You want to hear revolutionary? I want you to go look up the Huguenots versus the Protestants. Go look that
man,
up.
European history is not the only history of the world.
I know Haitian history. I know African history. But you don't know European history. That's the point here.
Well, the funny thing is,
we can talk about all of the stuff about with black people all day. And guess what? Guess what? Haiti don't look like Haiti right now. What did you say?
I've talked the subject, sir.
Haiti don't look like they're too standing up right now when it comes to their revolutionary success. And I don't see too many areas in Africa that looks too good either.
Well, when have you been? And what parts have you been in? And then if you're talking about
I haven't been to any. I do know Africa has fully developed cities. I do know Africa has billionaire oilers. And I do know Africa has bankers. And I do know Africa develops cars and all of that too. But that's the entire continent we're comparing to one country, and when you compare and contrast the span of time, what does it look like?
Yeah, that's
exactly
the point, though. You don't take one.
Exactly, we're not in the position for no type of revolutionary nothing.
Yeah, I think you're a little off on that point.
Let me tell you something. The black race doesn't even have a produce. What resource does black people have where they feel as if they can go ahead and start a revolution?
Yeah, let me get back to my point and I'll work to that. You brought up Haiti and said, look at where they are today. Winning a battle or winning a fight and being free for some time doesn't mean that the people you're fighting aren't going to come back. And historically, just because you have a rise to greatness doesn't mean you won't also have a fall. So if you look at Greece today compared to what Greece used to be, you get a full understanding of that. At one point, that was the high point of knowledge in their little era. Now you look at them, they're selling off their islands because they're bankrupt, have no real exports, and are basically being dominated by the rest of Europe. So this happens all over. And when you talk about Haiti, they beat the greatest army in the world at the time. You're talking about France, to get their freedom, to cause the Americans to actually get the Louisiana Purchase from Napoleon. So, I mean the things that Haiti was able to do.
But where are all these things right now?
Amazing things. Well, if you look at
Burundi. Where are all these things right now, though, bruh?
Well, if you look at Burundi, they have something going on right now. You go to Mali, you got them fighting back against the French. You have these things going on all over the globe at all times.
I mean,
it's rough.
Come on. Mali. Mali against who? The United, against France, against, bro, there's 14 different countries paying France right now. 14 different countries out of Africa that send all their money to France.
Not only paying them, they're using their currency. But bigger than that, though, what I'm trying to get you to understand is right now we're seeing a recarve-up of the world. There are different spheres of power who are asking for more territory and more influence. So that's why there's so much consternation all over, because things will be different in a while. Russia's trying to decide how much they can actually support their former junior partners. America's trying to decide whether it can expand any more or have to start backing down a little bit. China will be expanding.
This is what I'm showing you. This is what I'm showing you. This type of stuff and this type of runaround, these Europeans have been doing 1,000 years before they even encountered us in Africa, bro. This money fluctuating up I can prove to you that this...
We got to get some parameters here. How old is China?
China's 5,000-something years old.
Right. Now, how old is Africa?
I mean, what are you talking about? You're talking about social-wise? What are you trying to talk about? Are you talking about ancient civilization-wise?
What I'm trying to say to you is Europe is the latest member of the world stage. They've been ruling for the last 1,000 years, but in the blink of history, that's just a small fragment of time. They're the youngest one.
Yeah, you're right. But guess what? Nobody knows that time. You're right. You're 100% right. But guess what? Nobody knows that time. Nobody knows what the fuck went on that gave these motherfuckers the intelligence to conquer the entire planet.
That's what I'm trying to clean up for you right now. Just hold tight. If you look at it through dialectics, if you're the first to rise, you'll also be the first to fall. So as the Chinese and the Africans fell, and Europe was coming into ascendance, along with the people from Western Asia, what they now call the Middle East, those people then took over, and now they're having their reign. That's how it goes. It's cyclical. It's not a thing of anybody being more intelligent. Your institutions and your governments failing and your system crashing. All empires fall eventually. So if you
intelligence is based off of trial and error.
If you think this European thing is because of intelligence, man, you're sadly mistaken.
No, it's not. Listen to what's about to happen. Trial and error builds intelligence. Now, if your trial and error puts you in a brutal position, what they have been in, guess what? Your savagery is just as high as your intelligence capacity. No, it is not intelligence on how they've been able to take over. No, not at all. You'll never hear that come out of my mouth. Now, what they have used, but see, that's the whole thing. I understand a lot of elements, bro. I understand trauma. I understand the response from trauma and all of that. And that's basically what's going on here, and that's basically what my book is. It's a psychoanalytical approach of why they have the problems they have and why they think the way that they do because of the experiences.
Give me the title of the book, man. I'm going to check you out.
It's called Kicked Out of Heaven, The Untold History of the White Races from 700 to 1700. And it'll be released on the 13th of this month.
So I'm going to check you out, man, because I like to read independent authors as well, because independent authors aren't being forced by scholarship to say the things that they like to say in order to get published. So
And this is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, they have been through more trial and error than any other people on the planet. The only people comparative to the type of experiences that they have been through, especially in the trial and error format of building and rebuilding and destroying and all of that, would be the Chinese. Okay?
No, not at all.
I say that based off of the consistency of plagues. I say that based off of the consistency of natural disasters that they went through. Like I said, the first 15, 20 pages of the book is going to be 1,000 years documented of their weather, which is uncontrollable, which was 100-pound hailstones. Has anybody on this phone ever heard of 100-pound hailstones falling?
I've heard people say things like that, but we don't have any documented evidence.
But I got documented evidence of 100-pound hailstones falling. Have you ever heard of the weather being so cold that oak trees snap in two?
Yeah,
that wine can be frozen. No, this is when you say the ice age, what time period are you referring to?
Oh, we're talking about damn near prehistory in the sense of once you had people migrating out of Africa to certain other areas of the world.
Exactly. You're talking about next to the Paleolithic age and the Neolithic and the Jurassic era and all of that. Right. But guess what?
Everything gets shady then because of the sky.
No, we're not talking about that time period, bro. We're talking about 1300, and between 1700 was called the Little Ice Age in old Europe. Okay. This is the type of dog I'm telling you, bro. When it comes to eating babies, when it comes to dancing around and baby fat so they can fly on broomsticks, I got all of that on factual documentation, bro. And that the witch stuff, the undead, the facts on the werewolves, the facts on the vampires, all of that stuff is going to be in the second volume. Okay.
Yeah.
And
you had very ignorant people at that time, and they could have been convinced of a lot of things. And when you think about another thing with that whole Europe going over to dominate the rest of the world, another thing you got to remember is they were so brutal to each other that it created a sense of a young man, 18 years old, is willing to get on a boat that he doesn't know if it's going to sink. He doesn't know where it's going, but he's saying, damn, life has got to be better somewhere else. Yes, I'll go. And they have.
Now, let me put it to you real short. I'm going to put it to you short, bro. And I hope you're sitting down and I hope you're ready for this. I'm going to put it to you short. And this is where the black race in America is messing up. Because if you really want to stand back and look at the black race in America, we're the only race on the planet that's begging for some form of divinity or some form of perfection. Okay? Let me tell you something. When you look at the old world, when you study the tribes, you study the ancient civilizations, everybody is doing human sacrifice. Yes or no?
Well, they're doing human sacrifice here as well. They just don't call it that.
No. Are they doing it? It's human sacrifice in the old world, ancient civilization, and tribe? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And our modern intelligence.
You still got twins being killed to this day in some of these far-out places.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking exclusively about the old world, ancient civilizations and tribes. Did both positions have human sacrifice inculcated inside their cultural activities?
Some did, yeah.
Yes. Yes. By majority rule, yes. That is Native American Indians, that is also African tribes, that is ancient Egypt, and that is also Mayan civilization, Sumer and the like. They all did it. Okay. Now let's go a little bit closer. When we look at our modern intelligence, that would be considered devil worship. That would be considered immoral activity for you to do a human sacrifice. Okay? Now, since we've classified it as a devil activity, maybe it was the devil that was running the old world. Because all people were doing it on the planet. This is the reality, bro. It doesn't matter. If you go into Islam, if you go into Judaism, if you go into Christianity, it doesn't matter what religion you go into, human sacrifice is labeled as an immoral act.
Let me just tell you like this, man. Human sacrifice is going on right now in America. It's just not called.
That has
sacrifice.
Nothing to do with what I'm talking just, about, bro.
Cool. Just let me make my point. Cool. That has nothing to do with what you're talking about. You're talking about the devil and God and all that stuff.
I didn't say anything about God. I'm showing you the activity of the old world and how it was all compared and contrast that they were all doing the same thing. And I'm also about to show you how Europeans maximized
the same thing. That was a few tribes, and you're painting that as the whole picture, and that's not how it works.
Well, the majority rule, bro. I can show you. I got the books here. I got it here. I can pull up the information, bro. I'm sitting on three different forms of libraries in my home. I got books that go back to the 1300s, dog, and beyond. I can show you. I got direct information from Native American tribes and African tribes and the Indian tribes of South America and Peru and Asian tribes, dog. I got the info and the ancient civilizations. I can show you.
Well, man, look, if you know it, you don't have to convince me. Just know that you know that. All right, now let me
okay, well, then this is what I'm showing you. Watch what I'm about to show you. Because the bigger picture here is that the Negro, in America sits here and cries for this divinity like there's some type of Jesus or there's some type of utopian civilization that's going to be erected, and that has never been the case on this planet at all. And it never will be.
Good point.
It never will be. It will never will be, okay? So first of all, the black race needs to stop crying for this perfect shit because we're all raised underneath single mothers. They got niggas underneath skirts and telling you everything's going to be all right, baby. That's the problem here. That's what Black Lives Matter is. Single mothers and single mother-raised-ass niggas that don't understand anything about the planet. Now, back to what I was saying, the devil runs this planet, period, okay? Everybody on this planet.
Let me take my point real quick, man, because I don't get into this religious stuff. Just real quick.
Neither do I. I don't do the religion picture neither. I'm just putting it in the context of what people understand it under. Because I don't support no religion.
Yeah, indeed. And respect right here. That, what I was trying to tell you, though.
But that's a common intelligence. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I get your point now. I thought you were going into a religious thing, man. I was like,
bro. I don't do no form of religion.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to start Jesus in me to death. But,
I don't do no religion, dog. Trust me. So what I'm saying is that the old world and what we would classify it today, I know that the tribes and the ancient civilizations did not classify their human sacrifice practices as immoral or devil worship. But our modern intelligence of today, what I'm stating here is that the activity of the old world were maximized by one group, and they did it way harder than any other group on the planet. They did it continuously, and they did it spontaneously, and that was the Europeans, bro. They slaughtered what'd you say now?
Their death toll is high. They got more blood on their hands than anybody. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not a thing of intelligence, though. It's a thing of human sacrifice is still going on right now. It's just not called that. So when you have a group of in your nation that you feel like you can't feed, clothe, or employ, you use that group as basically like the Native Americans did the buffalo. You try to grind every little piece of productivity out of them in any way you can, through your court system, through jail, through the food, through the water, everything that you can. So essentially you're doing human sacrifice, you're just not calling it that. So when the Spanish conquistadors came down to the Aztecs, and the Aztecs were sacrificing humans, you're talking about probably upwards of 100 to 150 a year. The conquistadors said these people are savages, they're killing their own people, and then the conquistadors killed more people than Hitler did. You see what I mean?
Right, but see, that's the whole thing, though.
It's just how you frame the issue with them. And that's how they can call other cultures barbaric because their culture wasn't theirs or it was a culture they didn't understand, not knowing that those cultures were the basis for all of their knowledge, because every culture that's come behind another has the advantage of that culture that came before them and what they learned. So when they tell you this inventor created this, there's no such thing. Every inventor is influenced by people before him that made a smaller piece and a smaller piece and a smaller piece, and that's how you get to every big invention on this earth. You take the steam engine. James Watt, who created it, so-called, he had a teapot and saw the steam rising, and that led him to his idea of how he could get the pulley to move. So, okay, then you say, okay, well, where did the teapot come from? And then you start to break down every invention in that way, and you'll get an understanding that everything in humanity belongs to all humanity, but it came before. There is no person who came with the perfect idea and invented this. No. It always goes back because you need the smaller pieces to get to whatever big idea you come up with.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to this stuff right here, and like I've already asked you and I've asked anybody else on this phone to say it, they don't know European history. So if you don't know, I've dibbled and dabbled in Asian history. I've dibbled and dabbled all across this planet 3-4 times over. Not only that, I've sat at the table of these races, and I've eaten their food, and I've had sex with their women. So with that being stated, bro, I know these cultures pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
No,
and
I'm not questioning what you know, man.
What'd you say?
Yeah. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm secure enough in what I know that it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is that when you're doing a puzzle, the world is a puzzle. We don't know European history, so then the puzzle is incomplete. That's all there is to it.
I think we have a better grasp of European history than we do our own, actually.
Oh, nah, bro. Trust me. Watch yourself. I just studied this for 1 year. My library is built of over 3,000 DVDs of nothing but black scholars and lecturers. My personal library has over 200-some books of nothing but black scholars and lecturers and African stuff. I've read all of that. Been there and back, bruh. That's the whole point. That's what you're not getting here.
I said us as a people. You didn't hear me correctly, I guess.
Us as a people what?
Learn more European history than we do our own. I didn't say you specifically.
Black people don't know nothing about no European history. What are you talking about? Hold on. Name me a black scholar that talks on European history.
You can go to any college and find one. I wouldn't have to.
No, I said name one. I didn't tell you to give me directions. I said name one, brother. You know, you just named Haiti history, so you know who Checkout the Diop is, right?
Of course.
You know who Ivan Van Sertima is, right?
Of course.
You know who Khalid Muhammad is, right?
Of course. Dr. Claude.
Walter E. Williams? No, you know who Walter Williams
is?
Okay, so then if you know all of them, I'm asking you to name me one out of that group that speaks on European history.
Why would they – look, man, I
don't
know.
Exactly. That's the point.
The puzzle is missing. No, let me speak. You sit here and just keep jumping and won't let me get in.
Because it's a yes or no question. I don't need explanations. I need an answer.
If you turn something into a yes or no question, that's not that. All you're doing is limiting information. You always want
bro, it's not limiting, bro, because I have all the scholars I just asked you about in my library, and guess what? There is no scholar that speaks on European history. There is no scholar that speaks on Asian history. There is no scholar that speaks on Assyrian history. There is no scholar that speaks on Native American history. The nigger looks in the fucking mirror and only looks at his own ass. There is no respect for human history on this planet. We do not know.
I explain this slowly. If you get into any field of study, especially when it comes to history, your scholarship is based on whatever era or whatever group you decide to study. You're going to be really good at that group, but your knowledge on other things and other groups is going to be a little less. So if you decide you're going to go into Africana studies and you're really going to pound it, like all those people you named, that's what they did. So that's not going to be their expertise. So to ask them to also study those would mean that they would limit how much they got into Africana study. That's why you have people who major and say their profession is, I'm a Civil War historian or I'm a Reconstruction historian.
Not no Negroes. Negro scholars only study Negro.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Why, man?
Yeah, you do. That's why you're laughing. You can't name me a black scholar that can sit here and tell me anything about the Indian groups of Canada.
my man.
Exactly. Silence again. You see? So you see, bro, I understand psychology so much. Look at the black brain and understand what's wrong with it.
What school did you go to?
I didn't go to no school. That's the point. I was on street.
Gotcha.
Gotcha, exactly. That's why my book is being sold in Britain for $200+ right now. My first paperback book, bro. Yeah, it's being sold right now in New York for $90, and I only put it up there for $30. That's what no schooling does.
I hope you prosper, man. You think I want
you
that for you?
Bro, we got to understand what the big picture is here, bro. And the big picture is here. We're wrong. We need to look at ourselves, bro. Instead of pointing the finger at everybody else and thinking we're in some type of position to do some revolution, because it is not there. The Negro is not financially prepared to do none of that. They're not even economically, financially unified, or even communication-wise, anywhere from coast to coast in our own country.
We're just on two different planes, man. Nothing wrong with that. There'll be differences with people. You think one way, I think another way. Nothing wrong with that.
I only think the way that's winning, bro.
Well, I mean, there are some people whose ego is big enough to they think their way is going with it. Mine is not.
Yeah, and
so,
being egotistical,
I don't hold anything against you, my man.
Yeah, but see, being egotistical is masculine. Is masculine, and I think we all need to be egotistical.
Hey, so
brag about your
opinions, my
brag
man.
About, you know, I want braggers
all
around
good,
me.
Man. Either way, I'm still gonna check your book out and see what you're talking about. You know, keep grinding, doing your thing, man. And I'll hold your show down for tonight, man. And at the same time, even though we disagreed, it was still good talking to you because it was interesting, my dude.
I don't disagree with you know, I'm not here for agreeing or disagreeing, man. I'm just laying out whatever's the point.
Yeah.
See, I look at the game on competition like men are supposed to. And that's where we need to get to as a black race. Everybody, we need to ante up, and whoever stands at the top is the one that we need to support. Period. If you get devoured, you get conquered, you get destroyed. Period. We need to start supporting our killers, man. We need to start supporting our destroyers, our conquerors. Period. That's the way it works. That's the way this planet has always worked. That's the only people you see in statues are the killers and the ones who conquered. We don't do that. We think like a bunch of fucking panty-wearing broads. That's why we got the problems we got. Straight up.
I don't know what type of dude. I don't roll with those type of dudes, so I don't know what you mean. I don't have
bro, I just pointed it out. We all look in the mirror. We don't study nobody else's history. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. A feminine mind stares in the mirror for beauty principles. Why? Because she needs to go gain worth by her beauty. That is the same mentality the Negro race is in. We are the only race who sits in a salon for hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, male and female. Same mentality with our scholars. They sitting there staring in the mirror. I see myself in Egypt. I see myself in India. I see myself over here. We are the origin of the Africans. We're the origin over here. We did the.
Hey, my man. You have a good night, man. Good talking.
Is that right or wrong?
I think you're wrong. But like I said, we disagree. It's okay.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, then.
I feel no need to.
Exactly. So then we see what's the top here. You bowed out from it because you can't prove your position. I prove mine.
If that's what you think, go ahead.
That's what I know.
All right. It's all good, man. Be peace, brother. I got you the title of your book, so I'm going to check that out. And it better be selling for $200 in London. Don't be bragging on some stuff that ain't real.
No. Check it out. You can go to theblackmansbible.com right now, and you can go to the third link. And the third link is, it says Conquer Love and Women. And it says view the worldwide sales, and you can click on that. I'm talking about The Black Man's Bible is the book I already got out right now.
Okay,
and,
that's the one out now. He's working on another. All right, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to check this out tonight. I'm going to Google this now, man. But you know how I go, man. Much respect. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, hey, but hey, no, I like the way your brain think. My phone number is anywhere. You can hit me up any given time, bro.
Indeed, man. I'll do that, man.
All right.
Stay safe, bro.
Yo, anybody else on the line got something to say? 484, you had something else you wanted to say?
No, I was just listening. I just wanted to say, you know, you really be touching some interesting points. You know what I mean? I can't wait till the book come out. You know, I'll fully support you. And anybody that's listening, would you be kicking on a child development as far as, you know, getting with someone that's basically have a similar background with you if you had a father in your life or whatever? I mean, that's some real talk from what I'm just observing of a few people, like you saying, like as far as with the single people, how the kids growing up with single parent mothers, and just, you know, that's a lot of reasons why it's a lot of, you know, like a lot of crying, a lot of issues going on out here as far as in the media with black people. And, you know, that's some real talk that you put out there, and that definitely opened my eyes up to a lot of shit, like as far as how I communicate with people nowadays, and, you know, just getting a better grasp of their background. That's real important for anybody out there that you know, maybe looking for a relationship-wise. Like, definitely listen to what this brother's saying, because it's
oh, you're talking about the relationship eugenics in the book I dropped?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I mean, that definitely opened my eyes up on a lot of shit. Like, you know, just dealing with certain people and just seeing it, like, you know, just seeing the, you know, like, it's just real. It's real. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's not
a lot of love.
Why does it take 50 years for that type of information to come to the front of the game, bro?
I mean, I think it go back to, you know, like I was saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, this is the thing. Eugenics, which I titled that study Relationship Eugenics, which is actually a theory of mine, okay? I'm going to be writing a book on it probably later on. But it's a theory of mine that I built up, relationship eugenics, and it's you know, wise shit, smart shit. And here's the thing, you know, when it comes to, you know, matching up in your relationship, man, you know, you need to have a lot of markers similar, you see. And I really feel like this could have been discovered a lot earlier than from what I discovered it, because they was talking about eugenics seven, eight years ago. But see, you cannot hate sciences, even if the sciences were used on you. You hate one science and you hate all science, you know, and that's just what I need to write that statement down. When you hate one science, you hate all science. And that's what they've done to us, man. They've made you ignorant by thinking, oh, okay, yeah, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment happened on you, so now you don't want to do no scientific work with bacteria because that's in the white man's laboratory and the white man did this and that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bro,
right.
I looked at eugenics, and eugenics is fucking common sense.
Right.
I want my race to be better, so I will enforce mating practices, eating practices, living practices that will make my race stronger. And to counterattack, if I am put in a position of authority over another race, I will put them in a position to devalue. Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Right. I don't think a lot of people get that. They don't get that, you know, you got minds out here that definitely think like that, and they are powerful positions and been in powerful positions for centuries. And they're not going to never change that. And like you said, there's no need to be sitting around crying about it. Get with the program, you know, strengthening yourself, strengthen your genes up, make better choices of who you mate with. And, you know, use that information that's out there. Don't just turn away from it and always try to say, oh, I'm going to put everything into a religion. I'm going to put everything into a faith and this will work its way out. Like you said, science is there. And it's, no matter what you fill your brain up with, it still ain't going to defeat that science in the end. Still won't be there. And that's going to be what prevail.
Like I've been saying, bro, you know, and it's really crazy. That's why a lot of niggas don't like me and don't fuck with me, bro, because I break it down to an irrefutable point. And then that's when niggas just got to back the fuck up because they thought they knew. You know what I'm saying? And I bring it to an irrefutable point, man. Look, man, you can't be out here, man, expecting somebody else to do, you know, you're bitten, you know. And that's the whole mentality black people are in right now. You know, they think somebody else is going to do their bidding, bro. And like I said, bro, I mean, and it's cold as hell, but nobody can name a black scholar that studies anything else besides black people, bro. So what the fuck do you think you know? You think you know something about fucking revolutionary? You ain't studied one war in between Japan and China. Okay? How the fuck did the island of Japan take over a whole fucking country of China? And these niggas want to talk about going to war, brother. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right.
Okay?
I mean, it seems like for me, they studying war from a loser standpoint, because the ones who run it right now is the Europeans, so that's the mind you should be trying to actually and learn about and how he operated and moved, because
like
the world
I said,
you live in is the world that he created.
You know everything about every other area of history, but you don't know shit about these boys. You don't know shit. Only thing they know is history. I don't want to do. We want to show you something about goddamn real quick. They might show you something about Alexander the Great for an hour, and you think you know something about some fucking Rome.
Right. And I think it go back to what you were saying about J. Edgar Hoover. Like, I don't think it's like this by accident. I think it's been designed like this on purpose. Like you said, a lot of propaganda, a lot of slogans, you know, black pride and all that was actually created by the FBI to actually probably keep us on a mindset of, you know, learn about black, Egypt. We was here, we was there, and we was doing this instead of learning about the world and what's going on. It's like, you know, could have been this way by design. And, you know, some people, I think they see it, but it seems like they so warped into wanting some type of self-gratification that they try to combat you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with knowing about yourself at all and learning about your history, but at the same time, you know, if your history tells you that, you know, you've been on the bad end of the stick, I think it's time to start learning about who got you on that bad end of that stick.
Yeah, I'm about to put it out. Don't you worry.
Nah, I already know what's going to happen. The Negro is going to start buying this kicked out of heaven, and they're going to start pointing the finger everywhere. And niggas going to start turning and think they Malcolm X and be like, see, the white boy did this, and see, the white boy did that, and lose some little
right.
immature motherfuckers. Yeah, that's all
right.
That's all that's going to happen, bro. That's all that's going to happen. You might slowly but surely start seeing the information in the conscious movement start changing over to different studies pertaining to stuff with this European, you know.
Yeah.
That's about it, bro. But besides that, man, nigga, please. Please, bro. bro, the black scholars don't got it, bro. Stay in Egypt, bro. Stay thinking you doing something in Egypt. And that's one reason I don't even fuck with Egypt. It's like, bro, they was down there fucking Egypt up 1,000 years before they even put your black ass on the ship.
Mm.
And you think you learning something about some Egypt?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like Seti told me the other day. He said, nigga, the Britain Museum has 14 million Egyptian artifacts.
Dang.
They own 14 million Egyptian artifacts, and only 4% are on display.
Dang.
And you think you know something about some, and you want to have a Ma'at workshop. You gonna teach the Metu Netzer, nigga. Have you lost your motherfucking mind?
Right, you probably got a page out the book.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
They
but they doing that.
14 million artifacts.
Yeah, I'm gonna hustle you niggas. Because you niggas are stupid, and your own people look at you like you stupid, so they figure they could just put up stupid shit to hustle your ass. Yeah, we gonna teach on the chakra lotion, and we gonna teach the UCC. They look at y'all niggas like your own scholars treat you like you're stupid. If you understand how they do this whole lecture game, you'll see it. But I don't know. The more intelligent I get is what I meant to say. Is the more shit starts looking funny, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? man. I mean, just on this one subject alone, just this year alone, I've read, no, in 2015 alone, maybe I've read maybe 50, 60 books last year. And we're talking about the majority of them are old 1800, you know, early 1900, you know, so I'm adding people's psyche to my psyche and shit, you know. And, I mean, that's the way I do, man. I'm steadily eating, bro, you know. Y'all see when I put this book out, man. But I'm finna get up out of here for tonight, man. Anybody else want to say something, man? You know, you go ahead and chime in real quick, and I'll let you in. And I'm going to go ahead and shut it down for the night.
All right, it was nice chopping it up with you.
All right, that is a bet. I'm finna play another jam off the Onyx tablet, man. So, here we go. All right.
Saga City. Like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, forest, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pocket succeeds. Hey,
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung. Like a shook one, watch when the crotch crook come. Leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a teen. Gripe and say I'm so mean.
but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.